across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And our guests are placed and settled comfortably in front of me. I'm joined in the studio by James Turton and Richard Butcher from Nature Pack, and they're on a mission to keep Britain beautiful by educating their customers and clients and ultimately consumers, you and me, the listener, so we can all make the most sustainable decisions about what we use as a consumer and in business for them and at home and for the environment as a whole. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Let's have you up on the microphone this time. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
There we are. The sustainable microphones, actually, if I can remember how to bring them up so you can talk to us. Nice to see you here. So compostable packaging as a business, have you been doing this for a long time, first of all? Let's talk to the boss first.
Yeah, certainly. The company itself has been going for over 60 years. It started off actually in Cambridge, although we're based at St Ives now, by just one man on his bike selling paper bags.
And, was that you, James?
No, I'm not quite that old. But I mean, it's funny how we've sort of gone back towards paper a lot more now, and compostable items and such like. We started a couple of years ago, knowing that, you know, if people are using single-use packaging items, that we need to make it better. So we started to bring in greener options, and compostable at the moment seems to be sort of the best way to go.
Supermarket bags, they are beginning to disappear now. Yes. In terms of just your good old-fashioned polythene or whatever type of plastic we were using before. The levy's gone up, if you like, that the government put in from 5p to 10p. Many shops will charge more. And it has dramatically, even in the last year, made us turn around and change our ways. In Germany and in also in America, though, they never really got away from the paper bag. No, if you watch the Hollywood typical movie, they've got the brown paper bag. Somebody's coming out the shopping mall or the supermarket, and here they have a paper compostable bag. The same in Germany.
Yes.
And the idea over there in Germany, which we're bringing back in, if it's something revolutionary, which they've been doing for years, is taking your plastic bottle along the conveyor, then the machine measures the refractive index, I think, of the type of plastic, and then gives you a voucher so you can get your money back. Well, I know we did it with Corona. Gentlemen, you may be too young. Do you remember the Corona bottles years ago?
I remember Corona,
I don't, I'm afraid.
Richard's of a certain age and of a certain ilk, where you had the metal top, and it used to say, deposit return. And as a school child, that would be a wonderful thing, because it could go get, I think it was half a crown, 12 and a half new pence.
Really?
12.5p, I think it was.
I remember it was 10 pence. I'm not quite as old.
Oh, well, you actually had it actually gone decimal then, Richard, by
indeed,
the time.
Yes.
You remember much of the world in your formative years.
It's interesting you mentioned the deposit return scheme, because we were at a conference a couple of weeks ago, and Scotland are looking to introduce a deposit return scheme on plastic bottles, which, you know, I think is an excellent idea, because you're never going to see plastic bottles laying about in the street if, you know, children can pick them up and take them and get 10, 20 pence for them. So the whole sort of littering culture, I think that's a great solution for that.
Richard Butcher there, the product development team for Nature Pack. And as I said earlier, also the incentive for children, the thrill actually of doing something useful there, giving a purpose. Mum, dad, you know, parent, guardian, can I just go down the shop with my mate and take these back? And they love to do that. You feed it to the machine and get something out as a return. And I think if you can stamp that into their young minds culturally, when they're adults, they'll carry on doing it, because it becomes, as I say, part of their mindset to do that when they're older.
It's ingraining it in the culture, isn't it? If you can do that, then, you know, things seem to work quite well.
And I think that's been taught in schools. I think certainly when you talk to the younger generation and children coming out of school and such like that, the anti-litter and doing more for the environment and even reducing single-use packaging and reusing stuff, that is certainly becoming more of a much hotter topic with the younger generation at the moment.
So your drive as a company is towards compostable packaging. You've got a little bag which you're going to pop up and show me in just a little while. We'll leave it that party moment to a little later on. You've got some products that you brought with me, but compostable packaging, I think the public are beginning to see that they need to start doing that. I have to say, I've got some composters at home, and I put some of these. I think they're made of starch. You're probably, Richard, as the product development team, mainly starch-based. And I put them in there, and I've tried to get them to break down, and they're probably not in direct sunlight. And so some of the big supermarkets will let you buy these now, as well as more of the type of paper which is you can throw in your green bin.
Yeah, I mean, there's two distinct types of compostable packaging. You've got industrial composting and you've got home composting. We actually sell both types of products on our site. Certain items are suitable for composting at home. Other items are designed to be disposed of through a commercial facility, which there's one actually just down the road from where we are at St Ives.
Yep.
That will compostable packaging with food waste. So it's all processed together and then rotted down. And the result product is obviously a fertiliser that can be put back into the environment to enrich the soil for new plant growth.
I tried everything, including an activator, which is some kind of magic white dust that you can get from the garden centre to try and get my leaves, along with some of these compostable starch-based bags to break down. But it's just taking, I have to say, not months, years to happen.
Yeah.
Are you working on methods of trying to get this stuff to degrade quicker than it does?
With the products that are industrially composted, you need very high temperatures and quite oxygen-rich environment for them to actually break down. You don't achieve the high enough temperatures or the oxygen levels in a home compost for it actually to break down. So for those particular products, they do need to go to a specialist facility to break back down into, you know, product that can be put back into the environment.
So really, this takes us around to single material packaging as well. What is for us as I'm fascinated by this single material packaging.
It's basically, as the name suggests, it's packaging made from one type of material.
It's as in my starch bag, but I think it has something else with the starch in there.
The starch bags are quite a complex example of a single use material. I mean, the most simple form is a paper bag. So that's just paper.
Wood pulp.
Yeah, it can be recycled, it can be composted. It doesn't really matter where it ends up in the waste stream, it can be dealt with. Now, as a company, we're sort of focusing on pushing single material products because it just simplifies the whole process of disposal for the consumer. So it doesn't matter whether it goes in a compost bin or a recycling bin, it can be dealt with in an efficient manner.
And we have an industry-wide responsibility. You, as a company, you don't produce, by the way, we should say to listeners, you're actually in the design, development and concept process, of course. But the industry-wide responsibility that you have to ensure that consumers of all packaging can dispose of it correctly and easily, while also ensuring that waste management companies can deal with it as efficiently as possible as well. What are the benefits?
Well, for the single material packaging side of things, I mean, we're working closely with a local waste management company and also the factory that designs the cups for a single material cup, which can actually then be recycled as well as composted. But the key thing, because the majority of cups, disposable cups, don't get recycled at the moment because they have to go through a very energy intensive process to do it. We're developing a cup which doesn't have to go through that same process and can be recycled along with your newspapers. But the key is going to be to get the waste management companies and the public to recognise this cup. So we're working with the waste management company to print a certain design on the cup so that they can recognise it when it goes through their plants, where their sorting plants, and also the public can recognise it, that it's different from any other cup, that it can just be put in with the paper recycling.
And the logo then, maybe, James?
Indeed.
Like the CE mark and the old kite mark for British Standard, and although we are probably all used to the triangle recycle mark with PE, PP, PC, polycarbonate, polyethylene, polypropylene, all these things, then maybe a new method is needed.
Well, indeed. We're sort of mixing old and new. So the design, we believe it's still in the process of being designed, but we've sort of come down with the final designs, which actually Dan has done, the guy who works for us, is going to have that recycling symbol with the number 21 in, because that's what the waste management people recognise as being paper recyclable. And then we're also writing on there that it is recycle this with paper. This is just a paper cup, so that the public... So, because we need to design it for both waste management and public.
And maybe an embossed design or something that certainly those with visual impairment could recognise.
That's a very, very good point, Phil, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I should join your team.
Indeed.
Part of your product development.
Indeed, yes,
being something more creative. Now, the other thing I would think of is you must, I mean, obviously, throwaway means big volume, and therefore you're talking about big job lots of production, not done in St. Ives, as we said earlier on, but crate, by the crateful. What about the crates themselves? You need something that can be returnable. So, I don't know. I'm a barista. I run a coffee shop, and I think, oh, Nature Pack, really good. I need 10,000 of these to see me through March next year. So I'm going to order ahead. I mean, how will they arrive? Are they going to be still layered in loads of plastic?
They generally arrive in cardboard boxes, which obviously can be easily recycled or reused. Even, I mean, a lot of people use secondhand boxes for moving or, you know, storage of stuff. So, I mean, that works particularly well. With the new cup, which we've obviously touched upon, the recyclable cup, that will actually come in paper packaging. So there's no plastic waste in that at all. The tape itself is paper. The cardboard box is obviously card. The inner sleeves will be paper as well. So there's no plastic waste at all with that.
And one thing I spotted that you offer as a product is a paper tape. Now, parcel tape, the bane of people's lives in a way. You think, well, I think every Christmas I'm trying to find sustainable materials to wrap up presents, or maybe put some brown paper on a parcel that's got to go overseas. And I'm using this erected and probably snapping a few teeth while I do it. Parcel tape. I'm not quite sure what that's made of. Takes a while to break down. And for the adhesive, which will sometimes mean render the reel of tape. But you do a brown paper version, don't you?
We do a paper tape, yes. We do a self-adhesive and a water-activated tape. The water-activated tape is fully recyclable and fully compostable. Again, as we spoke earlier on, it's actually going back in time, because when I first joined EPP or Nature Pack many, many years ago, water-activated tape was something we sold quite a lot of. But as self-adhesive tape sort of took over, it's dropped by the wayside. But I think it's, you know, a product that's very useful and, you know, probably will fulfill requirements for packaging in the next few years.
And you just wet it and there's gum on the outside of some
sort,
which is organic, which is also not toxic. We're talking about licking Green Shield stamps earlier on. Something Richard James will say, Green Shield. We were talking about that on breakfast this morning, but it's obviously a gum which is safe.
Correct.
If you were to lick it. Because you have to think about all those sort of things to get to these days. To
indeed,
get your accreditation
yeah.
and your CE mark and make sure everything that you do is safe.
Well, everything that is compostable, when it's ultimately broken down, has to leave no harmful residues at all. So obviously adhesives are quite a big thing. You need to make sure that it's water-based and, you know, not going to leave any residue.
I would love to be in your lab or your little part of the building at Nature Pack. I'm sure it's a fascinating place for you, poking and prodding, trying to work out how long it is before things go soft, because you don't want a hot drink in a mug and then it suddenly and droops. Which has famously happened to some of those really cheap, bad plastic if the vending temperature gets too high on a machine, it boils too high. The next thing you know, the whole contents will be spilling out on your lap because everything falls apart. You're going to be quite, I think, cagey about letting us on what your new products might be, just in case there's a competitor listening out there. Or is there anything you think actually, possibly, James, you could squeak out?
Other than the, like I said, the cup, we can't talk about the lining that's on that, but other sorts.
And this is
the
lining to stop it really matting and getting wet and going soft.
Yeah, essentially, it's because obviously if you just have paper, you put liquid in it, it's not going to stay in it. So there has been a lining that's been developed that doesn't contain plastic and that's the exciting bit. We can't go into details into what that line is made from, but other products which are really interesting, really exciting. Like, you can get plates which are just made from palm leaf, just leaf. All it is a compressed leaf.
Those, yes,
and that's it.
Yeah.
That's ideal, because it doesn't really matter how that ends up. I mean, ideally you don't want it end up in the environment, but if it does, it's just leaf.
So
there's nothing else
to
it.
served on one of those, do you know the food actually felt, it's psychological, yeah. I actually felt the food tasted better
yes.
for being on one of those. I don't know why, yeah. but you think, well, this is organic, and I mean, obviously, food is organic.
Yes, yeah.
And the whole thing just seemed to match up for me.
Absolutely.
You have got a bag with you, James.
Yes.
You only reveal to me, and we'll paint the picture of the listener. We've done this before, when we get, one of them is palm leaf. Yeah. Which, for the listeners, it's been pressed. So presumably yep. it has to be brought up to some sort of temperature.
Yeah, so heated press that forms it into a plate or a bowl or, you know, whatever container you require.
And I've been shown various cups, one of which, Cambridge people will probably know the logo. Other vendors of fine purveyors of coffee are out there, but Hot Numbers, and they're one of your customers, we should say.
Yes.
Food... A brewery, is that right? Which is for fish, presumably fried fish.
Indeed, this is a food pail. Essentially, it's just cardboard, and again has a very similar lining to the lining that's going to be on the new cup. This is done for somebody down in London. The benefit of this over other ones is that it can be recycled along with paper. You can throw this away with your newspapers, as well as it being composted and such like. So it doesn't really matter which bin this ends up in. It will be dealt with correctly.
And talking of rejection by the refuse collection, if yes. your green bin in South Cambridgeshire, and back to those starch bags, which I've mentioned a few times, if you put those in your green waste because you think you're emptying from the caddy, you're doing the right job and plonking them in there, if the bin man opens the lid, they will reject taking that away, that load of...
Yeah,
was good organic material away from you.
Well, that's because the actual, well, not all processes, but some processes that actually deal with that compostable waste, the bag becomes entangled in the mechanism that sorts it. And obviously it doesn't then make it through to the composting halls. It tends to be wound round a piece of machinery. It needs clearing and disposed of. So I know some local authorities don't particularly like the starch-based caddy bags.
Gentlemen, that's about all we have time for, but I will say, please do check out the website for Nature Pack. It's naturepack.co.uk. It's Nature PAC, or one word, naturepack.co.uk, for all the latest news articles. You can join in the discussion there across, well, not so much there, but on social media via hashtag, which you can find on Twitter, for instance, hashtag keeping Britain beautiful. It's not just for yourselves, but other manufacturers presumably doing what you do in the same activity, and for us as consumers to
correct.
Be able to comment as
correct.
Well.
Correct.
Then there are also at Nature Pack on Facebook. So the spelling again is Nature PAC, all one word, Nature Pack on Facebook. And at Nature Pack UK, you can find them on Twitter. You may find some feedback after your appearance on Cambridge 105 Radio this morning, gentlemen.
Look forward to it.
Thank you very much for coming in and spending some time with us today. Nature Pack's Operations Director, James Turton, has been with us, and Richard Butcher from their product development team. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Al.